Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, they're still not through the whole damn ranking, but we're almost there. So Oregon will be number one, and they will play the winner as it stands now of the 8-9 matchup, which will be Indiana-Tennessee.
Yeah, because BYU technically is 9, but they jump up to 4 because they're projected to win the Big 12. So it kind of throws a little bit of a loop. So yeah, right now in the first round, we got Indiana, Tennessee, Alabama, Texas, Notre Dame, Penn State, and then someone in Boise State. There you go, Ohio State, Boise State.
Wow. Look at Ohio State. Oh my God.
And there are the Duckies.
If the playoff started today, Ohio State, their first two games would be Boise State.
The committee's just handing it to them.
And BYU.
Look, I'm not going to lie. Neither one of those is a cupcake. That's as good of a path as you could hope for.
Come on.
Being the 5 seed is going to be good.
Yeah. Well, and again, things can change.
Yeah, but you're right.
Because you're going to host a game against the last team in, and then you're going to get to move on to, I mean, it's the team that is the worst conference champion, essentially.
That's exactly
so
right.
So that's the path you want.
The 5 seed is where you
have
want
to play one extra game.
Because you're going to play one extra game, but that game you are going to probably play, you're going to play a Boise State or an Army, someone like that.
You'll play Boise. I guarantee it's probably gonna be Boise.
But you know, Boise could lose and someone else could jump up. But yeah, you're getting Boise, and then more than likely you're getting the Big 12 champ, which is gonna be SMU or Colorado or
BYU
or Colorado or
Kansas State,
Iowa State. Boy, that would be you've got to play the extra game, but that's a good path. And then in that third round, then you would stare down the number one team, which, again, if chalk held, would be Oregon.
So wait, am I?
Are you what? Are you okay?
I was thinking about a team, say the Big 12 would be the only way the only conference this would happen in.
Yeah.
Is it possible the Big 12 champion is not ranked in the top 12?
Is it possible?
Would that even be possible?
They would still get a top four seed.
So they would just automatically rank them in the top 12 because they won the Big 12. But like, seriously, like let's say it's just carnage in the Big 12.
They're like November. The winner has two losses.
And the winner is not even.
Yeah, the best. It'd be like Colorado.
Yeah.
No, because Colorado is like 20th or whatever, 21st, wherever you want to rank them.
They'd probably still be behind them as they would
win over these next couple weeks. The committee will make sure that team,
and that's what I was going to say. They'll manipulate the team up.
But so, I could see that there is a outside chance that, let's say, Colorado came out of nowhere and Boise State held firm. I could see a world where Boise State gets the bye and not Colorado.
Yeah, because they qualify for the bye if they're ranked higher than one of the conference champions.
Yes, it is not. You do not get the automatic spot because you're in the Power Four. It's the top four ranked champions. So if Boise State were to be ahead of whoever the Big 12 champ is, they would get the nod. Now, that's probably not going to happen, but in theory, you could, if Kansas State or Colorado or someone like that were to win the Big 12 as a two-loss champ, or like you said, if there was absolute carnage and that was a three-loss conference champ, yeah, maybe.
Okay, so let's do a fun little exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Oregon would play the winner of Indiana, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Who do you want? That game would be at Tennessee.
Boy, I know this.
I think I'd rather play Tennessee.
I don't know, because I just don't know anything about Indiana. I would say, honestly, I want Indiana.
Tennessee has no offense,
but from a talent standpoint, I would lean towards Tennessee. I really need to see the Indiana-Ohio State game, because my heart wants to say you'd rather play Tennessee, but
we just don't know what Indiana is yet until they get a real test.
We just don't know. And maybe we'll see, because Indiana's got, Michigan? And you'll get at least an idea. If they lay 45 on Michigan, I'm like, yeah, I'll take Tennessee. Because you're right, Tennessee doesn't score. But Tennessee also beat Alabama. So I just, from a talent standpoint, I don't think, I think you'd, you'd rather see Indiana and the James Madison boys than a team that's a top 15 recruiter.
Okay. Boise State or Notre Dame? You're Oregon.
You're Oregon. Again.
You want Boise State again?
I want Boise State again. I just...
Familiarity helps you.
Familiarity.
Lesser talent.
And it's just lesser talent. And I know, you know, Genty is really good. And I just... I'm a talent guy. I just am. At the end of the day...
I'd rather run it back against them.
I don't want to play a team that is more talented. And to a man, with the exception of Genty, Notre Dame and Tennessee are light years better talent-wise than Boise State. Like, you didn't play very good against Boise. Mm-hmm. Boise gave you everything they had. And
you
why
can play better, and you've had a chance to measure them now.
And why did you beat Boise State? Because your athletes were just better, especially on special teams. And
not that they couldn't beat you, but I'd rather play them than Notre Dame.
Yeah, I think I'd rather run it back against Boise. But I'll tell you what, I'd be sweating bullets. Like, if that's the 12 seed, that ain't an easy out. Boise gave you all you could handle, and that was at your place.
Power rank, your Oregon, power rank who you want to play most to least between Tennessee, Notre Dame, and Alabama.
I don't want to play Alabama.
Really?
They're last.
We're still worried about them?
Just talent? Just talent. And they've been there, and they beat Georgia. I know Alabama is so up and down.
Alabama's the top team on that list as far as the one you don't want to face. And it's a tough call between Notre Dame and Tennessee.
Notre Dame and Tennessee, because I both think they have serious flaws in both, and I don't think either team particularly scares me. Notre Dame is just, since that awful game against Northern Illinois, and I know they haven't necessarily played a ton of people, but their offense looks way better and they're scoring points. And Tennessee is so one-dimensional. I think I'm going to say that I would rather play Tennessee than Notre Dame.
Okay.
And to be fair, I haven't seen Tennessee play a bunch. I've seen Tennessee play two games and then parts of a third. I just don't like freshman quarterbacks, and their offense just gives me the Iggies.
Okay. I've got two more.
Okay.
Power rank. This is through the prism of Oregon.
Yeah.
Power rank who you would want to play least to most between Georgia, Texas, and Ohio State.
I don't want to play Georgia.
Yeah, that's who you want to play the least, for sure.
I don't want to play Ohio State again. I think I'd rather play Texas.
Of those three?
Uh-huh.
You'd most rather... Is that what you think, too, there, yeah. Duck Boy?
Yeah.
That's a tough one. Texas and Ohio State's really tough. It's the whole bird in hand thing. Like, you know, because you've lined up against them, what you can do against Ohio State. I think you'd probably rather play Texas than you would Ohio State, but it's hard to say.
The thing that gives me a little bit of a, I'll play Ohio State again, is their O-line is not anywhere near what it was when they played you, and they lost two guys in that game, and I'm not certain that O-line will ever be back. I just think on a neutral field, in that game, Ohio State gets you. On a neutral field, it's razor thin. Now, I think that Oregon continues to get better, and I think they're healthy, and Ohio State is not, and I'm not certain that that's the same Ohio State team, so that doesn't scare me. I just think, I think Texas, and I think they've got a quarterback issue right now. I really do, and so I know it's weird, but okay. I think if I had to, I'd pick Texas.
Okay, last grouping, you're Oregon. Who do you want to play least in power rank between Boise, BYU, Miami, and Indiana?
BYU is the first team you want to play, right?
Yeah.
You want to play them?
Want to play them the most.
I think I'd play BYU. I don't think physically BYU is going to stand up against you.
Then it's Boise.
Then it's
probably
Boise again. Physically, I'm not certain they can stand up against you. And then I think it's Indiana again. They haven't proven anything. And I know I'm not a Miami believer, but Miami can score. Miami's going to score points on you. I don't think they're going to stop you. I think you'd win. But we talked about this. When you play a team with an offense that can score 40 points, weird things can happen. You can get dumb passes. You can get penalties. If your offense is just off by a click or whatever, Miami's going to put up points. And that's the team that can beat you in a shootout.
The only other thing about that, though, is that Dave Bartu talks about all the time, the coaching effect. Yeah. I would rather play Mario Cristobal's staff and Kurt Cignetti's staff.
Indiana is just such a big, fat, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just, again, this may, my opinion of Indiana is going to evolve so much over the next 2 weeks. I don't even know. I couldn't even begin to tell you what the hell to do with Indiana. But I do know from a physical standpoint, when you traditionally play these sorts of games, and we saw Boise State, and Boise State gave you all you could handle. But BYU and Boise State, especially at the end of the year when everyone's nicked up a little bit, they physically should not be able to line up and play four quarters with you at Oregon. And Indiana, I would assume, is kind of that same thing. Miami is the one squad that has NFL guys across the board that, and I just, like I said, I'm a talent guy.
All right, there's a fun little exercise. Let's meet back here next Tuesday and do it all over again.
And the one after that, and the one after that, and yep. Then we'll get to meaningful ones. It's fun, though. Anyone that thought that this version was going to make the regular season worse, dude,
way wrong.
You're out to lunch.
It just ropes more teams into it. You, like I said, 26 teams for 11 spots.
Yes.
And that will continue to narrow down over the next 5 weeks, and that's fun.
And how great was that bracket when you look at it? You're like, oh, yeah. Man, look at some of those matchups. Right.
All the different scenarios and things that could shift and adjust. Yeah, it's great.
Because if you're looking at a four-team playoff, how many teams realistically still have a shift?
Well, like this Alabama-LSU game again. It does not matter if it were a four-team playoff.
Yes. Yep.
And I wouldn't think that me and the Huck and Hebrew at BYU would have anything to be going for. You're like, oh, God, we got to be undefeated or else. And now all of a sudden,
you would have to be undefeated.
You'd have to be undefeated. Yeah.
All right. College football playoff rankings. Ducks number one. Up next in the news, this is your last chance. We have another farewell tour coming to Portland. And we'll tell you who that is when we get back. Here's Buck.